Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Drunk Riders. I'm Mike's brother.
And I'm Mike's brother's friend.
So, this is our first episode in the studio.
Yeah, that's all. Well,
we're usually remote, actually. But... yeah, you actually live close by. I'm a little farther, but...
I like to think that everywhere I record is a studio, actually.
Well, I guess you can think of it that way.
Doesn't mean it's a good one.
Yeah. So, we were going to share some drinks tonight since we're actually together, so we'll start with yours. So, what did you bring tonight?
I brought one that I can't pronounce. It's got Arhavat. It's nice little... yeah, there we go. I don't know. You can see a little hand pouring it and handing it out into a hat. So if you brought a hat, you can drink it. If you did not, you can. And there's question marks in there, so it reminds me of Riddler's Revenge.
Yeah, so that's Arhavat, not Arhus.
No, and it's also...
you weren't there.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's in Denmark,
so... I sadly missed
that. Trip a couple years ago, we stayed there. So,
let's pour it. Do we get a description?
Yeah, do a quick reading and then pour it out.
It's a Belgian pale ale aged in cherry wine barrels. I don't know if that sounds good to you, but it sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited. Should we get the
pop it open, yeah.
The ASMR bottle opening?
Not much noise on that.
No, it was quiet. It was actually very loud. The studio just was very good and edited it out. So, little studio trickery for those wondering. I don't know. It smells nice. You get the first pour.
Ah, okay.
I'm here to share with my lovely beer. I'll use my shareable glass.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, lots of bubbles in there.
Well, there they are.
Guess maybe I needed to clean this glass a little better.
Well, there are your glasses. Hopefully they're clean. I don't know.
Yeah.
Prost. Clink. And drink. Well, that's mellow and pleasant.
Yeah.
All right. Wasn't as exciting as it sounded, but hey, you know,
yeah.
A mellow beer is not a bad beer.
It is what it is.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no complaints. Yeah, no hype. I'm sad that I forgot my winter ale, but.
Yeah, this
will work.
Not too heavy like a lot of the stuff I enjoy, so.
Nope.
A little better for sessioning.
Yep. All right. Well, I can enjoy this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we got up?
I don't know. Are we moving on to the news of the day or the week or the week?
Okay.
Recent times.
Yeah. Have you been to any parks recently?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Last week I was at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh,
it was great. I saw Super Nintendo World. I forgot the name of it.
Okay.
Because I keep wanting to say Land, but it's all Mario.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty cool. I kind of dug it. It's nice seeing all the stuff. And the only thing that's weird is, like, outside of it, all you do is it looks like the backside of theming. It's just a bunch of gray walls and, like, construction site looking stuff. But inside of it, it's pretty cool.
It's got those sight lines.
Sight lines exist.
Yeah.
I'll say it's weird to see, like, Springfield and I don't know whatever the Minions crap is up on top of the hill from there, and the parking structure that exists under it, and Jurassic Park and the Transformers and a giant escalator all in the same view. But if you just look at the theming, it's pretty cool. The theming.
But
you kind of have to do this when you're looking at it.
Horse blinders on.
Yeah, you got to put your horse blinders on.
Last time I was there was with you, and so that was several years ago at this point.
That was a while ago.
But yet Nintendo's the only thing that's happened since then.
No, they have the Jurassic World right next to Nintendo World. I thought there would be a crossover. There is not. They rethemed the Jurassic Park River Adventure to the Jurassic World River Adventure.
Okay, what changed? Or was that after we were there? Or was that,
yeah, that was that after we were there.
Okay.
It was still the Jurassic Park one when we were there. Yeah.
So what's different?
There's more screens. Yay. Oh,
yay. The Universal Special.
Yeah. There's a lot of screens telling me that things are going on and not a lot
more
to
screens,
see.
But is there more teeth?
No, it is not the Velocicoaster.
That's too bad.
Well, it's all right. They're putting in a new family coaster, and it looks pretty cool. The first supports for that went up, I think, the day before I was there. So I see things happening.
Did you get pics?
Yes. I took one from the escalator. I had to think about that for a second.
I was going to say pics or it didn't happen, but you can show me those later.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it looks just the one support and the one little pour of concrete already looks better than Fast and Furious Supercharged, so I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, I really feel no need to get back there until that opens. Like, Nintendo World's cool, I guess, but I feel like I'd just walk around for 20 minutes and then do the one ride and kind of be done.
What about the credits? You haven't been on the Mummy out there in a while. You didn't get on the I forgot the name of the Harry Potter
that
coaster.
Was before I started counting my creds, so officially I don't have any of the creds, but it is
you're not missing
down
much.
Here, but yeah, I feel no rush to get there.
Yeah, a further comment I'd say is that they need to renovate some of their stuff. The effects on the Mummy existed but needed some cleaning up. I think I went on the Transformers and that I won't say it broke, but it was not really functioning for part of it. The little ride vehicle just lowered down into like the station position and rolled back to the station. They gave us skip the line passes. So then I was like, oh, that's neat, I guess. Couldn't use it in the Mario World thing.
Right.
Already been on the thing in there. So I got to skip a couple lines. So that's how I got on the family coaster that's up in the Harry Potter area. The Hippogriff? I don't remember what it's called. I already forgot.
Hippogriff's in it. I think it's a little longer than that, but
it's not
Hippogriff,
quite,
yeah.
It's not quite Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
No. It's shorter than that. I know that much.
I don't know. That needed some work, but The Secret Life of Pets Dark Ride is also in there, and that's actually somewhat adorable. I liked it. It's better than the Minions, which isn't saying much, but it's actually a semi-cute dark ride.
Okay.
It's not worth an hour wait, but I got to use the fast whatever skip the line thing because I don't remember what it's called there.
Express something, I think? I don't
know. Yeah, Express Lane. Why not? That's what it is now. If it is, then cool, and if it isn't, then you're wrong.
I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, my brother's actually out in Orlando right now with his family. They're doing mostly Disney trip for during spring break, but my parents actually went out and joined them for the day at Universal yesterday for when we're recording. So they did both parks, and it was crazy busy, and they ended up skipping Hagrid's because the wait was so long. And
oof.
So, yeah, you know about my mom's ankle, so like she's been to Disneyland a couple times, but she struggles and we have to take lots of breaks and sit for a while. And so even with she got the cripple pass, but even that it was like she had to wait forever and then go through like the express line, which had stairs, and it was still gonna be like an hour and a half wait or something.
Oof.
And it's like she can't do that, and just trying to do everything, they didn't have the time.
Yeah. Depending on how they have it set up, the accessible passes aren't always great. I have family that do the same thing. And yeah, sometimes they have the ride set up well, and sometimes they do not. And that is not pleasant, especially if it's a warm Florida day, which it most likely was.
Yeah, so I guess it ended up being that most of the time it was just like you had to wait for a while, and then they'd send you through the express line, which when it's busy there can still be quite a wait and have stairs and stuff, which for the cripple pass or accessibility, but we all call it the cripple pass, but there shouldn't be stairs in there.
One would not assume. I don't think you're going to be taking the stairs in your anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That should not be the case.
Yeah.
But apparently it is.
Why don't they send you up the exit? Doesn't the exit have a doorway that leads straight to the station and has no stairs?
Yeah, it does.
I just thought about that.
Actually, I was on a call with my mom earlier today and was mentioning on Gringotts they did that, how it's a big thing. You take like this big elevator to get down to the ride.
Hey, spoiler alert, first of all.
Sorry for anybody that is spoiled by that.
I don't know. Somebody will be.
Yeah, but then you get off the ride and you just walk outside and ruins the verisimilitude that you don't have to take an elevator out.
Well, the ride was that great. Even though you exit the same station you got into, I don't know. People probably don't pay attention at that point. They're just like, whoa, roller coaster. Screens. Yeah. More of a roller coaster.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a few weeks since I've been to a park, but need to get back over to Knott's. Boysenberry Festival is going on.
It's busy.
Yeah. I have the meal plan, so I need to get there and get all the boysenberry stuff I can while that's going on.
You can see the parts of Montezuma's that still stand.
Apparently, that's coming back.
Yeah, who would have
thought? Actually doing some work on it. It's not dead.
I think resurrected is a thing. They need to have some cool thing other than just... I already forgot what it's going to be. Like, I don't know. What is the name of it? What's the new name?
Montezuma something. It wasn't Revenge. They changed it to something else.
Because Montezuma's Revenge almost sounds like a sequel coaster to begin with.
Yeah, it's kind of the backwards that they did the Revenge first.
Yeah. I'm confused now. I forgot the name of it.
It might just be Montezuma.
Montezuma 2 Revenge.
Electric Revenge-a-loo.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I forgot the proper...
Yeah.
Or,
proper sequel.
That's it.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so I got to get over there.
Montezuma Strikes Back would be acceptable.
Yeah. Park I've been to most recently, last couple of times, was Disneyland and California Adventure. So I did have a few things on the, the Food and Wine Festival. So I do have a card for that. So I have a few more to get. So I need to get back in the next couple of weeks while that's going on.
I don't have any complaints about there, other than it's a little pricey.
Yeah, I did not buy it. Went with my parents, and then they're like, oh, here, have this card. So I'm like, I'm not going to argue with that.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Neat.
We do have some plans coming up. We're planning on going up to Magic Mountain soon.
This coming Friday, we're going to be there.
Yeah, so September, they had their big sale, and I canceled my membership to get the pass, but I actually haven't been over there since doing that, so I'm excited to get there. I haven't been since the Straight Outta Stumbles, so it's been over a year now.
That's a problem when the last Six Flags you've been to is Six Flags America.
And that's the case for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
I got on Batwing or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, I've been there twice now. I still don't have all the creds.
I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a choice, I guess.
I mean, I want to get it done, but...
Do you? Do you?
We weren't alone, and I didn't want to make everybody wait. We were trying to get back home, but...
Yeah,
we had a quick stop there. It was fun.
Hey, I got on the...
Yeah,
we got on the Flying Dutchman. Who would have thought?
Yeah, so... That was with Lucas.
Got on more rides that day there, I think, than I did at Hershey Park earlier in the day. Who would have thought that also?
We need to get back over there, too. We got our return tickets Got to get there next couple months before.
See, I'm setting that up.
Yeah.
There's things are going on around there, aren't there? Is that for future?
There are things going on around there. And we actually have on the Buzz Bar's website, registration is open for Wobble on That John coming up in Philadelphia, which is going to be going to Dorney Park, not too far from Hershey Park for people that have those return tickets.
Not too far indeed. Not too far from Six Flags America, too, for those interested, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. There's several parks in that region. I don't know if they'll be open during the week, so they'll probably only be able to do what's on the schedule for the event.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but we also have another event coming up, which is also open for registration.
Ooh.
Gerbelsburg. So that's coming up over at Kennywood in Pittsburgh.
I still think it, well, I mean, it's a hamster wheel, but I still think it needs to be a, there needs to be a hamster wheel somewhere on that stop if you're going to call it Gerbelsburg, even though Gerbelsburg,
yeah,
aren't the same thing, but there's something, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I want it to happen. Somebody do it.
If a Gerbelsburg happens, I mean, a Gerbel happens where a hamster wheel exists, at that point, we definitely need to call that one a gerbil.
That's what I want to see happen. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so those actually both opened since the last episode. I think Wobble on That John registration opened the night after recording. It was the night before the episode dropped, but it was after recording, so I don't think we announced it on there. But, and then, yeah, Gerbelsburg just launched a couple days ago.
It's going to be sick. Be there.
Yeah. What? Something else happened a couple days ago. Let me look at my notes.
I didn't take good notes, so I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, so also that what just dropped a couple days ago, the Stumble in the Hole recap video.
Ooh.
So go check that out on the Buzzed Bar's YouTube. As always, if you're in the Discord, all these things are linked in there.
Should we talk about that at all?
We can talk about the Discord. It's gone through some changes recently. We did a refresh on it.
We did.
Yeah, so it's been on the back burner for quite a while that it needed some changes. The team has been discussing it for months on talking about what we should do, what we shouldn't do. No matter what changes you make, some people are going to be happy. Some people are upset. We have people on opposite ends of the spectrum on everything. So we're trying to make everybody as happy as possible. We did a lot of reorganization of the channels, renaming. Yeah, so we had been talking about it for forever. And then Meg actually is the one that was assertive when everybody else was just kind of talking and kind of waiting for somebody else to get the ball rolling. But she's like, let's do this. And she started moving some channels around. And then I had figured out how to do a bunch of other stuff. And I was going to do it and kind of getting insight from other people on what to do. And then I was working with Joey a lot. And he actually ended up figuring out
a lot of the stuff. Which Joey are we talking about?
Joey with the award-winning ass.
I want to make sure we're giving the proper shout-outs.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We love all the Joeys.
He ended up doing a lot of the implementation himself, and on top of that, he's also putting together this very in-depth Discord for Dummies for the people that are new to Discord and don't know what's going on. So,
why are you looking at me when you're saying that?
Yeah, so have you actually seen any of this stuff? You haven't been on there that much.
I've been looking through it a little bit.
Yeah.
I've been wondering what's going on. I keep looking and it keeps changing, and then I just figure, once it stops changing, then I'll really catch up on it. But I've been trying to keep up on it as much as I can, posting more coaster content for those out there that see my posts.
Yeah, so it seems like overall people are happy with the changes we've been making. We have some plans for some other stuff with different self-assigned roles and stuff, but if you have any suggestions, we can't do everything everybody wants because often we'll have conflicting requests, but DM me and I can talk to the team about implementing those changes to Discord. I am on that Discord management team.
Yeah. Also, sometimes we don't know how to do those things.
Yes.
But apparently there's an instructional thing coming out to tell us how to do that.
It's already on there. More stuff's being added all the time. That's more for how to use Discord yourself, and it will go into specifics on our server. You have something else on your notes on what to talk about?
Oh, out of my two things that I wrote down, let me see. I didn't do a good job this week. Oh, I have my my 25th anniversary of a historic coaster event, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. 25th anniversary. Yeah. Tell us a story. What happened 25 years ago? Was it yesterday as of recording?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 25 years ago, a great roller coaster. It was one of the great B&M coasters coming to, Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. They were having their media event and the celebrity rides or whatever. Trying to make a long story short, Fabio got goosed or the goose got Fabio'd. I don't know which it was, and I don't think it was ever determined on Apollo's Chariot. Yeah,
the famous Fabio incident with the goose. Everybody loves telling that story.
Pretty funny. I just remember looking through and I'm like, oh yeah, that app. Wait, that was 25 years ago.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I was opening on, I forget what social media, but that popped up a day or two ago for me.
I didn't even see it. I just looked and I saw it. Or wait, I did see it because I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't see it somewhere. Yeah,
yeah.
Come up and I was cracking up about that. You know, nothing like those kinds of historic events to really get you excited to go back on roller coasters.
Oh yeah.
Especially y'all that are just thawing out.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Checking out my notes. Oh yeah, our third host couldn't show up, so I won't mention those that I brought up for him. Yeah, we got started late, so he's on the East Coast, we're on the West, so yeah, time zones.
They exist.
Oh, where do you listen to your podcasts? I'm asking you specifically right now.
Oh, I was going to challenge you with a question. Where don't you listen to your podcast?
But, yeah, that wasn't...
yeah, well, now I know.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have actually rehearsed some of this.
Rehearses.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just kidding. We're not that professional.
So, where do you listen to your podcast?
Well, I listen to them at work a lot of the time.
I was... more looking for what app do you use for your listening.
Which one do I use? Now, actually, that's not where do I listen. That's how do I listen.
Okay, Spotify. Yeah. Okay, so you do Spotify.
I like to hear myself talk sometimes.
And it's a good thing you're on a podcast. Yeah. I usually use Google Podcasts, but that's being killed on Tuesday. So for when this drops tomorrow... So,
enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, so I was going to ask if, does anybody have experience with YouTube Music listening to podcasts? Because that's where they're trying to consolidate everything, Google. But I think I'm going to move over to Podbean for everything. I've already used that before.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know much about YouTube Music. I've never used it.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it, so I think I'm gonna stick to the other. Just go over to Podbean.
Yeah.
Forget Google. But yeah, a lot of you are on Spotify or SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts, so you don't have to worry about this if you weren't doing Google Podcasts. Yes. Looks like this is about done.
Yeah, which one are we grabbing now? The one you brought?
Yeah, go grab the one I brought.
All right.
I'll finish the last couple drops here.
You can get all the dregs.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the camera we're looking at right now, so good job.
Thumbs up.
Okay, Orange Cassidy. So, yeah, what's going on? What's going on? He's grabbing a beer. I mean, actually, this is not a beer. This is going to be a cider. Mixing it up. Okay, so
camera moved from when I was last walking out.
So as of we're recording, this is Sunday. We're going to drop it on Monday, but we actually have a group of Buzz Bars members out partying this weekend for a couple people's birthday. They went out to St. Louis for Allison and Shows. Both had their birthday today. So to celebrate, I brought a fitting beverage we got from Odd Brothers Craft Cider, the Super Soft Birthday. So it's got that Letterkenny theme, as many of us enjoy that show. So, and this is actually staying on our adjunct theme for the night of cherries.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a cider with cherry and marshmallow fluff. Want to come to a super soft birthday? We've got build your own cupcake stations and boy band karaoke. We've also got a smoothie cider blended with sweet cherry and marshmallow fluff. Change out your barn clothes, grab a pack of darts, and come on up the laneway.
Oh my.
Be odd. Speaking of boy band karaoke, I believe one of our members out at this birthday celebration was our very own John Mike, our karaoke specialist. Stumbling the hole, he led karaoke. We had a party at the cabin, so.
We love you, John Mike.
So, yeah, let's pour this guy out. I don't
buy that at all, actually.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
We're moving on to the new glasses.
Yeah, let's move to new glasses. Clean cup, move down. Speaking of Disney.
Classic. And I'm excited to go on an actual roller coaster.
Yeah, same.
Then I guess I went on Gadget's Go Coaster.
Man, depending when we finish, I might run over to Knott's after we're done. Get there, get like one ride and one thing of food.
How late are they open?
I think they're open till 10. 2200. That's pretty tasty.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I'm in agreement.
I think I actually had this before, but yeah, that is... Wow. Yeah, that fluff in the cider makes it quite creamy. Yeah.
Creamy.
Well, that is quite good.
Yeah. I dig it.
Wow.
Well, it's better than the one I brought.
Okay.
It's been sitting in my fridge for a while, so it was a backup beer, I guess.
But yeah, we've also had some other birthdays recently in the group. I know there's been several. We have them all the time in the Discord. Everybody's throwing out the happy birthdays. So just off the top of my head, we had James Larson was a few days ago, I think. And then there was another one about a week ago. I think it was the day after our last recording. So that would have been closer, but we weren't in person then, so.
We were not.
But I brought something for you.
Ooh. For me? You shouldn't have. Oh, dang.
There you go. Yeah.
A legit looking bag. You actually wrapped it. Is it just the bag?
It is not just the bag.
Is it? It's a bag inside of a bag.
Bagception.
It is not just a bag inside of a bag.
It's a bag with a QR code.
Something inside of a bag with a QR code.
If you turn it around, it actually says
a bag.
What it is. There you go.
Can you guess what it is? I don't know. I haven't looked at the back side of the bag yet. I don't know what it is.
Sleeper hold. King of... cut off.
King of travel pillows.
Yeah, and...
Is that you?
That is not me, but yeah, pull up that logo. Any wrestling marks? Does that look familiar to you? I think that's the New Japan Pro Wrestling logo, which is their motto is King of Sports, and they have a lion in the center of the circle.
New Japan Pro Wrestling is pretty legit.
Yeah, and it is definitely a wrestling theme with the name Sleeper Hold. And
not a sponsor, by the way.
Not a sponsor, but if you want to sponsor us, these are great. We go on our trips. Having these is nice. I've had one for several months now.
You've had mine for several months now.
I have.
My bad. All right. I'm kind of stoked about this.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You've seen me use mine on our couple trips when we've had flights together. Yeah.
I think I told you that. Did I?
Sure I told you that. Probably, yeah.
That looked pretty sick.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to look pretty cool with mine.
So, yeah, going on these trips, it's nice to have those on the plane.
Agreed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Honored. Yeah, thank you, everybody, for the happy birthdays.
So, yeah, the people that made it like husband and wife, and one was a pro wrestler, the other did some MMA stuff, I think, so. So them knowing New Japan is not a surprise.
No.
Yeah, so, let's see, what else do we got on here? Okay, let's get to the news.
Yeah, Coaster News.
You got yours pulled up?
I literally have one more thing pulled up, but yeah.
Okay, say whatever you got pulled up.
Oh, I just have a pun. Dodo Dompa turning into Don't Dodonpa.
Yeah. That's something I'll never get, I guess.
R.I.P.
Fishada.
I don't know how to say for shame in Japanese.
Yeah.
About that. I don't know. For those that don't know.
I took one semester and got like a D, so.
I'm doing Duolingo.
And that was.
I don't think I've come across it yet.
Yeah, that was 15 or so years ago, so anything I did learn has been forgotten.
Okay, good to know.
But yeah, I have Japanese on my Duolingo as well, but yeah, I've not really used the app in years at this point. I need to get back in that, get some.
Is it still Jack with the Duolingo?
No?
It was for a minute.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Before their German trip.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't remember.
A few months ago. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it worked out for you.
Yeah. Okay.
For us.
What's been happening in the news since the last episode?
I ran out of my stuff.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that, this thing, what is that, I'm just looking through the starboard we set up, the Ride and Park announcements on the Discord.
Oh, so, about
the Adventureland in New York, they got a couple new rides, it looks like. So, Top Spin, and then they got this wacky, like, two-vehicle disco-type thing. Did you see that?
Trying to figure out where you are on the thing. I missed it. What?
We might have talked about that the last episode.
I don't remember.
Oh, I think
it's terrible.
Yeah, I think that was like right before we recorded.
Also, it's a credit.
Yeah, it looks to me like a powered shuttle coaster, but maybe it's not powered. I haven't looked at it myself, really, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't really looked into any of the news, so.
I forgot the name of the rides. If you call those a credit, it's a credit. If you don't call it, it's a credit. You're wrong. Just kidding. I respect your opinions, and it's all silly anyways. Let's see, Project 305.
Yeah, so they actually got some new signs up over at I make that P 305.
Oh, I was confused. Yeah, I forgot that changed the name.
Yeah.
I just remember my first time being on it and coming off and saying that it felt like a family coaster because it was running so slow and almost valleyed.
That morning was ridiculously slow. It did feel like it was going to valley, and yeah, it actually felt like a family coaster.
Yeah.
It was so slow, but
it was
the sights were really cool because it was so foggy that we could not see the top of the lift hill from the ground, and then when we were on it, when we were up there, we could not see the ground. So that was really cool, but there were like no forces.
I think we were at the bottom of the trim brakes before you could see the ground. But yeah, it was slow, and there were only like four people on the coaster or on the train.
That's a thing too.
Well, it might have been only four on the coaster. I think they had two trains going too. I don't even know why they did that.
Yeah.
It didn't make a lot of sense.
But we did get back there over the end of the, well, into the morning.
Yeah.
We got back over there before they closed the park early for weather, but it was warmer. It still wasn't hot.
No.
It was a cold, rainy day, so we got what we got.
I got the credit.
Yeah, so
I was happy about it.
I had been there before, so I had it warmed up before, so, but yeah, it is what it is. Okay.
It was.
Yeah.
In this case.
What is this? We got
later in the day. I think we were over at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, and it's the same day that we had the tornado warning or something like that.
We did, and we got to hang out over in the green room.
Yeah. But I think the thing that it reminds me of is I think at some point Keith threw out the reference about me looking like Fabio on Apollo's Chariot. I think he looked one way, saw a big dark cloud, I think went by some deer, looked over, saw my hair blown in the wind, said I look like Fabio. So I'll take that as a compliment. I did not hit a goose.
That's definitely a compliment.
Oh, good. One, so I was hoping I was right.
I mean, in the 90s, he was the sex symbol guy. He was on all those book covers and everything.
I was not.
You were also a child.
Neither here nor there, but I was not.
You still aren't. Neither am I.
Fair. Yeah.
Most people aren't.
I'm getting to... We did get our free rides later in the day from our master negotiator, Larson.
No, that was the next day. It was that night
we got the
that
things
we that had Master Kenobi, the great negotiator, James Larson. Yeah, we had that tornado warning, so we were supposed to get ERT on Pantheon, and the weather was just not cooperating. It kept getting close, and then like they have the time down, and then the wind would pick up. And yeah, so it just wasn't happening. He negotiated for us to get our skip the line passes for the next day. So we were able to use those the next day. We each got a couple of those, I think.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was but, there also supposed to be theming on that ride?
Oh, speaking of Pantheon, did you see the conversation about it a couple days ago on the Discord?
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, so who was it? I don't know if somebody's traveling there right now, but then I think it was Marty posted a picture from when he went there. So he posted a picture of, in Rome, the Pantheon, and he's like, I prefer the Intamin over this any day. So then I did a shit post and combined the images and had the top hat and the stall peeking out over the Pantheon. So
nice. Also, didn't I get a picture in front of the Jupiter thing there?
Probably, since that is your tag.
That's my tag and my D&D character, for those that are wondering.
One of your D&D characters. Your first D&D character.
My D&D character.
Yes. So, yeah.
I need to find that picture. I don't know where I put it.
Yeah, I'm sure you made sure we got a picture there for that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
I feel like I would. I also need to get on the Jupiter in Japan now.
Yeah, we need to get over to Japan. Yeah.
More rides close.
Yeah.
Breaking people's spines. Maybe they should have just rethemed it as the Bane roller coaster or something.
Well, it's not a Six Flags, so.
It could be.
Oh, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Okay, what else was going on? We got some excavation. South Korea, it looks like maybe it's getting an RMC.
Wait, what?
And
South Korea going, now I'm missing it. It keeps jumping around on my Discord.
Ah. Yeah, then we got speaking of King's Dominion, there was something about Jungle Expedition coming for next year. Supposedly. Let's see.
So they're finally going to replace Volcano?
I guess so. We got Monkey Flip, but that was not a worthy. We did not get the cred, but
yeah,
it's there. It was a replacement.
It literally opened like 2 days before we were there and was broken for a week and a half.
Yeah.
I actually like those. So I was kind of sad that I couldn't ride it.
Yeah, I think there was stuff with Marineland closing, but then not, or
did somebody accidentally just post that they closed for the night?
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't looked into things, and I just kind of saw them on here. Thunderhawk got a refresh for its 100th birthday.
Did you get a full retrack?
No, but trains look nice.
Oh, actually, they do.
Yeah, they look real cool.
As long as you're not in a wheel seat, I actually had fun on that. I wouldn't recommend anything else.
My brother likes to say that it's the best Woody in Pennsylvania. I think he's crazy. And he's probably being facetious, hopefully, but
trying to think which other ones I was on.
He's got some hot takes.
What other ones did I go on there? There's Hershey Park has
Comet
and the racers. Whatever the racing GCIs.
Oh, Lightning Racer.
Those ones. One of them. Well. Racer, that's air quotes for those not watching, because it was not racing when I was there.
Yeah, those are just the ones you've been on.
Yeah,
there are.
I don't know the other
many other wood coaster in Pennsylvania that you have yet to experience.
For now,
please stand by.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably pick Roar over it, but that's another state over. So who knows?
Yeah, so that doesn't qualify.
Yeah, well, I'd pick Racer over it. Even not racing.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I guess Iron Menace tested and had some on-ride video.
I did see that.
I've not watched it, but I avoid POVs because...
Oh, I didn't watch the POV. I just saw the videos,
I don't watch anything. I want to experience things for the first time when I ride them.
I'm going to be surprised by much, at least from looking at it off-ride. Doesn't look like there's a whole lot there, unless there's some theming in the line.
Theming.
Yeah, sorry. Theming. I got to do my thing. Theming like Dr. Diabolicals, because that was actually kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we had the Marineland. They reported employees were being laid off, and then, like, the next day they denied it, so...
Apparently not. I don't know.
So, yeah, we got those dirt sheet riders just spreading random rumors.
Apparently. Yeah, I don't know.
What's this? We got...
I think I saw both of the posts, like, on the same day because I missed the first one. So when I saw them both to back, they just kind of canceled out in my mind and I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Dragon Mountain? Once I realized my arrow was safe.
That was the whole discussion when people thought it was closing, was everybody's like, oh no, I need Dragon Mountain. I've not been there, but I guess it's one of the few good arrows.
I mean, there's more than a few
arrow loopers,
but
yeah,
not many of them. I'm realizing that the ones I rode when I was younger and growing up were amongst the better ones, because it seems like I've been riding worse ones lately.
Yeah, you need to get over to Dollywood.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I liked Desperado when I went on it. I wouldn't say it's smooth, but
yeah,
it was fun. It was fun in the 90s. It was rough in the 90s. I don't think it ever got any smoother.
Probably not.
And somehow the one in the Adventure Dome is still rocking and rolling.
Yeah. If Desperado ever reopens, I guess I'll swing by.
Yeah, I'll go.
Get on that. Yeah.
I want to go on it again.
Oh, yeah. We'll probably get a contingent of buzz bars, make a wobble out of it.
Well, for those that haven't been on it, it's just a 200-foot-tall mine train coaster. You're not missing much. I think that pretty much sums it up. It literally is themed more than most Six Flags mine trains.
Because yeah,
it has one fake mountain.
And doesn't it go through the hotel at one point?
The station is in the hotel.
Okay, but
you exit.
I'm trying to picture. I thought like the drop went.
No, the drop goes underground.
Okay,
like around like a parking lot. Like the drop is surrounded by parking lot. I think it was just dirt for a long time. Then they built
yeah.
a parking lot around it. And towards the end, when you're doing the more mine train kind of stuff, it meanders around the log flume and you go back into like the casino area. But it goes all around like the front of the casino and around the casino.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I had fun.
Yeah, it covers a pretty big area.
Well, it's massive.
Yeah.
It's one of the top 10 longest coasters in the world or something.
Yeah. But it's a pretty cool sight off the freeway.
Yeah. It does look cool.
Yeah.
And on ride, it's fun. But don't ride it more than once unless you want to go visit a chiropractor, probably, if you're over 30.
Yeah. Let's see. We got construction of Mad Racers has started. China's first steel-supported wooden coaster.
So it's a hybrid?
Yes. It is that other hybrid, like Voyage.
You mean like, oh, crap. What's the one at Fun Spot? I think that one's steel structure also. Now I'm bouncing around. I keep bouncing around on the news feed. Oh, well.
Yeah, so
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so GCI and yeah, all the locals in China are freaked out because they don't use wood for construction, so trying to ride something that made out of wood, they don't trust it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to China, I guess, anytime soon, so it's kind of off my radar, although I would like to go and go on some of these rides. They look interesting, some of them. The non...
Oh, there's definitely some cool looking stuff out there.
There's some weird
There's stuff. Weird stuff, too, but...
I don't know, and terrifying, I don't know. Somebody that doesn't know it.
Okay, yeah. China would be a whole thing. We've had a couple people make trips out there, but...
I need to do a stopover, and then you can hit the two other... fourth dimension coasters that I haven't been on.
Yes.
I'll round that out. That would be my thing. What is it? Dinoconda or something? I don't know what the heck kind of name it is, but it looks cool.
Yeah, and Ijinaika.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, we were talking about Japan earlier, so there's both of those.
So if you make it that far, you might as well do both. You know what? Just throw in the Disney parks too, round them out.
Yeah, just and you can spend a whole couple months Universal. Out there, hit everything.
Well, there's a Universal Parks out there. I don't know. There's a few fun things. Now that I'm thinking about it, I want to go. Yeah, one day.
Yeah, definitely want to hit that stuff, but yeah. Not sure when that's ever going to happen. Okay, Racer 75 at King's Dominion. King's Dominion's all over the news. Got some retrack from Gravity Group with their pre-cut.
Are the wheels still going to squeak like it did?
Oh, gosh, it was so loud. It was painful. Crazy. I wish I had my earplugs.
It was so loud. It was loud when we went on it, and it wasn't even as loud as it was when you guys were there, from what it sounds like. I mean, it sounded like that thing was like
it was painful.
Screaming.
Yeah. Especially on the turnaround, but the whole ride, it was squeaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, more stuff with Top Thrill. Got a new sign. Skyrush got a new station. Did you see that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not talking about
the restraints.
Scrolling, I know I saw it somewhere. Yeah, they got some new restraints, and then yeah, they redid the whole station. I think it's better on restraints.
I think we talked about
that. I haven't heard from anybody that's experienced it yet, but supposedly.
I mean, it's a low bar to clear.
Yeah,
you gotta watch out. It's a tripping hazard. I see the Top Thrill 2 and the TT2 reminds me too much of T3 for me to be thrilled about it.
Yeah, that just reminded me of it. Yeah, I don't see the Skyrush in there, but yeah, they completely redid the station, did a bunch of different lights and everything. And
that was quick.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just there, what, like 5 months ago? Something like that?
Yeah.
Dang. 6 months. Oh. It's March. Wait. It's April for those listening.
For those listening, it is April now. Yeah, so.
Just, it's a small world with Groot, and no, I don't want to talk about that. If that's Disney forward, I'm going a different direction.
See, I heard other people excited about it. It doesn't really interest me.
It's offensive.
See, you find it offensive, and. You are one that will go ride It's a Small World pretty regularly, right?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a short line, I'm not going to wait like an hour for it or anything, but if it's like 5 minutes, something, I'm walking by.
Which is usually the case.
As long as it's not Christmas.
Yeah, but...
Pretty much, yeah.
A lot of people are like, they do it once and they're like, never again, but you're one that enjoys it, but yeah, you are not looking forward to this change.
No. I mean, it looks like it's the one in Japan, so... If I go there, I guess I just won't ride it. Oh, well.
T-Express is getting retracked with 208 track.
Is that the Korea one you were talking about?
That is a Korea one. I don't think I was talking about it before tonight. I think there was something else in Korea we mentioned.
Well, hopefully they do a better job than El Toro.
Yeah.
Either of how many... They've done it a few times, whatever. They just need to do it better than one of those times, and it'll be fine. I haven't been, so I can't really comment. I'd like to go yet again. Hey, well, you're on the.
I enjoyed it a few years ago when I wrote it, but that was before a lot of the issues a year or two ago.
I did not. I went on the voyage, and I figured that's probably better.
We got a lot of fans that will agree with you. Others that are pissed off at you now.
Well, you're wrong.
Those two just faced off in Coaster Madness.
Oh, they did.
Did you see the results?
Wait, did they? Yeah. I was following it at the beginning, and then I forgot to finish watching it. Keep up on it.
It's still going.
It is?
Yeah, it's still going.
Well, good.
You should be logging in every day and putting in your votes if you care.
I'm going to actually do that. In fact, once we're done here, I'm going to do that. Remind me.
Yes, a couple days ago they faced off. I'm not sure who won.
Wait, face off? That's a different ride. Been there, done that. Would not recommend.
Or, as I'd like to call it, speed date the ride.
Pretty much. It's weird to stare at a stranger face to face when you're on a roller coaster. But, I mean, you could do stuff, I guess. You could do charades on there. You can do a... Chopstick game, whatever it is. Rock, paper, scissors, because otherwise there's not a lot to do on the ride. It is a not fun boomerang.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Some people enjoy it.
Well, good for them.
Good for them.
I will not be waiting in line in front of you.
Yeah. Let's see. What else was going on? We got... what is this?
I don't know. I see a Gerslauer.
Yeah, I'm looking at the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I see Top Thrill Dragster, I think, underneath.
More Top Thrill.
Top Thrill 2,
a different colored paint, I think. So different colored trains.
The Squeakquel?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's for King's Dominion. Can they rename Racer 75 or Racer 75 to the Squeakquel?
Well, they can. I don't think they will.
Okay. Good enough for me.
They released a bunch of stuff for Epic Universe with the How to Train Your Dragon.
I did not look because I want to be surprised, actually. I'm kind of excited.
Same, as I said.
It's looking
pretty sick. I like to be surprised and not look at this stuff beforehand. So, for those that like your spoilers, good. I hope you enjoyed looking at that stuff, but
I don't mind looking at, like, a sky view of stuff drawn out or something, but I just don't want to see all the detail and all the different things you're going to be going through because I'm kind of hyped for Epic Universe. It's looking pretty cool. More and more.
Yeah, so I think we're in Southern California, so we don't really have an off-season here, but I think some places open this weekend to start their operating season. On weekends?
Yeah, Six Flags St. Louis keeps sending me emails. I know they're opening up some of the different places that are starting to thaw out finally, and then somehow we got like 4 inches of rain. I think I was looking on the news, there was like rainfall totals like around here was like 4 inches in Fullerton for the weekend. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Which for here is not normal. We do not get rain often. So when we get anything, people go crazy.
I think we've had less than 4 inches of rain in a year before, and we got it in a weekend.
Yeah.
So most places are kind of confused, and that's like the second or third time this year that we've had that much rain in a storm. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, about a year ago we had big storm for a couple weeks.
During Straight Out of Stumbles.
Yeah.
Somehow that was 85 degrees, I think, the day that we were at Disney. And
yeah.
And it was like 45 at Six Flags the next day, or 2 days later. That was a weird, weird weekend.
Yeah, so we had few places just open. Other parks are announcing when they open for the season. So for those not in year-round areas, excitement.
Yeah.
It's coaster season.
It is upon us. You know, if I could read French, I'd tell you who the Owens for, but, you know, I don't know French.
The French would be pissed at you. How dare you not know their language?
I don't think that changes their opinion on me that much.
We're getting a possible clone or just another extreme spinner over at Holiday Park.
Okay, sign me up.
Exactly. Just plug that right into my veins.
Yeah, I'm sad I missed Stumble in the Hole again because I love Time Traveler.
Yeah. But yeah, you got on Time Traveler before.
Every time I see the TT2 symbol for Top Thrill 2, I think of Time Traveler and I think that they're building another one and I cry a little single tear.
Yeah, I'm in my backpack across the room. I am still reading The Time Machine for that trip. Because I am a slow reader and have not been able to read that much the last week or two. So people are saying this might be a clone of Ride to Happiness. It's, I guess, Holiday Park and, what is it, Plopsaland have the same owner. So it might be a clone or it might just, some people were hoping for another model of that same ride type, but
I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed.
No, nobody's going to be disappointed. But I was saying that most traveling enthusiasts are the tiniest proportion of a park's attendees. These are mostly regional parks. They have completely different audiences. It's a tiny percentage that will go to both. So, vast majority, it's going to be the only time somebody experiences an extreme spinner.
Yeah. They're great.
We are the minority. So
loud.
I mean, I understand Thuzies wanting unique experiences, but I mean, if a ride's great, I do not have any opposition to clones going up. I love that Batman got cloned a million times.
But not like Attack of the Clones. Are we talking about the same clones here?
Okay, so
you're not even gonna acknowledge that.
I'm acknowledging it. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm just.
Okay, so
beside myself.
Okay, C-3PO. Okay, moving on.
On to better things.
Okay. Okay, more How to Train Your Dragon, now a different ride.
How many dragons are we training?
All of them.
Okay.
Okay, we have our trip coming up to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Six Flags is having a huge sale right now, their spring sale. I guess timing's a little different park to park, but they're offering, I guess, price range is a little park to park, but the platinum passes, I mean, diamond pass at Magic Mountain, $115, which is stupid cheap. This is the whole chain, unlimited visits, free parking.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think some of the parks it's down to $95 for that, which is insane.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, it's an extremely good deal. Yes, so
I'm kind of excited. I haven't been to Six Flags in a minute.
Yeah, so
I haven't been to Six Flags Magic Mountain in a minute, and I missed it.
So if you don't have a Six Flags pass, this is a great opportunity to get one for the rest of 2024 for real cheap.
Yeah, I'd look into some of the coaster trips we're going to be going around. You might be going near some Six Flags, and it might just be worth it. I'm pretty sure parking at like 2 Six Flags is worth the price of the Diamond Pass right now.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Costs you $30 to go in the door, and it costs you $10 for a drink and $50 to park, you know?
Oh, and speaking of Six Flags and parking, all pass and members get the speedy parking now.
Ooh.
So are you hip to the speedy parking?
Fill me in.
You just go onto the app or website and you register your license plate. And then you just pull up and scans your license plate and opens the gate, lets you in.
Yeah, nothing creepy about that. Just kidding.
But yeah, it should hold up, speed up those lines when you get a backup getting in when you're getting there at opening. The other Adventureland over in Iowa, the Underground, is getting a reimagining. So they're updating some of the effects, adding new theming. When I went there, it was
sad that I missed it.
A year and a half ago when I went there, I got a please stand by from an employee about that. When we were getting off the ride, another person on the ride with me was complaining that some effect wasn't working anymore, and the employee basically said a please stand by, a reimagining is upcoming. So I knew it was coming, but it has officially been announced that they are working on that.
Well, I've heard that it's a treasure, so I'm kind of excited to see it.
I've
seen it as it was, but
you're going to love Bad Bob.
That is what I've been told. I do not know this Bad Bob, but I want to. I want to know.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah, I want you to show me.
Okay, yeah, we got Iron Menace over at Dorney is having some preview days coming up at the end of this month and the start of next month. This month being April now when this drops. Let's see. The Camp Snoopy over at, what is this, King's Island, I think? Their Good Gravy kind of clone? The, what's that called?
Snoopy's something.
It's not the Soapbox Racers, it's something like that. That was at Knott's, but it's a similar name.
Yeah, I don't remember the name. It looks...
Yeah, Downhill Derby or whatever, yeah.
Those are fun. Although the one literally right... What, that's a Gerstlauer. The one right down...
Yeah, we have the Junior Boomerang across the street from Knott's.
Not a boomerang.
It's a Junior Boomerang.
It's Gerstlauer. It's not a boomerang. Rewind Racers. It was a better theme than anything at Knott's.
Oh, Rewind Racers is great fun.
And then you have... Freeway? Coaster? I don't remember the name.
Yeah, it goes over freeway coaster.
It literally goes like through a tree.
It's through a tree. Yeah, so I've actually been there twice now. A couple months ago, Joey visited, and I went there with him after getting, so met up with him. He swung by my house, and then we drove over, and we got some Tony's Pizza in Placentia, which is delicious, some good Chicago-style deep dish, and then went over to the brewery, and we each got a flight and ate our pizza, and then we went over to, what's that little kid park called that you were just mentioning?
Adventure City.
Adventure City, yes. So we got on both those rides. Yeah, that going through that tree is fun.
It's just a cute little park.
Yeah.
It's perfect for what it is. I had a better time there than I did at Knott's the same day that we went.
I think we all did that day.
It was hella crowded.
Yeah.
And hot. And yeah, I think we waited, I don't know how long we waited. We waited for freaking ever on most things. We waited like 30 minutes for Silver Bullet.
Yeah.
I think I waited less. I think we were in Adventure City less than I waited in the line for Supreme Scream. I had not been on it, and I hate drop towers. But I did it and thought it was boring.
I did make sure you got the warm-up on the mini drop tower over at Adventure City first, though.
Yeah. I had a better time on that than I had on Supreme Scream.
Yeah, Supreme Scream is just all the adrenaline of it happening, and then the drop actually happens, and it's over.
It's over.
It's over!
That's pretty
404.
Like, by the time you're, like, not even halfway done with the drop, that's already playing, and you're just like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything else until the end of the ride. It's the first drop, and then that is it. It is over. It is not interesting. I guess at least, like... Oh, I forgot. What's the one that's on the side of Superman? At least that one has the dignity to just end after the first drop and call it a day.
Oh, Lex Luthor's... Yeah, that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've done that once now. I think that was during Straight Out of Stumbles was my first experience on that.
It was my first experience as well.
Yeah.
I think only a few times that I had seen it going and actually operating when I was at Six Flags was when it broke down for 30 minutes on a hot summer day on the sun-facing side of it. So there were people sitting up there in like 110-degree weather facing the sun waiting for maintenance to figure out what to do.
Oof.
420, whatever it is.
Yeah.
How many feet it is. It's something like that.
It's up there.
It's some number. Well, they were up there just cooking, and I was sitting down getting my free refills.
And as we learned during our cycle shop tour, it grows 6 inches every day. Deedle.
Nice.
So, yeah. I had no idea beforehand that it had the VR thing going on for a while.
I forgot that it did because I didn't, I think it was broken the one time I went when they were doing the VR stuff.
Yeah, so.
I did do the New Revolution Classic with VR. I don't remember what it was called when it had the VR, but I rode in the front row and didn't wear the VR. So technically I rode it when it was VR, but I still have yet to experience a VR roller coaster.
Same. Yeah. So
I watched the video on YouTube. That's good enough.
Yeah, I have not, but yeah, the couple things at Magic Mountain were done before I ever went back. When I went to Phantasialand, Crazy Bats wasn't open.
I missed that.
I've never even put on a pair of, oh gosh, drawing a blank on the word now.
I don't know if you're trying to get a brand or whatever.
No, not a brand. Just
VR goggles.
Yeah. Virtual reality goggles. I've never put one on. I never experienced it.
Actually, have I? I don't know. Some point, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
The technology.
We do have the technology.
Improve the technology.
Yeah.
I thought of one more thing to add to the
news. Okay. Yeah.
It's not really a for this week, but a for the year. I think the Giant Dipper up in Santa Cruz turns 100.
Ah.
And then next year, the one down in San Diego at Belmont Park turns 100. So come ride the two Giant Dippers, I guess. You can make a wonderful trip at your brother's favorite park, California's Great America, and go to Six Flags Donkey Kong, maybe hit Gilroy Gardens, get all the fantastic rides at the fantastic parks.
Hot take, but Quicksilver Express might be my favorite. Drawing a blank on the manufacturer.
SNS or no. SNS. It's why did I say that? Wait, SNS bought Arrow, and I was thinking of that. It's
no,
it's Morgan or
yeah, Morgan. Yeah, Quicksilver Express might be my favorite Morgan. Super hot take, but it might be.
I just throw Chance Morgan together because I don't remember where the split was, and I I guess it was just Chance at that point with the Lightning Run. But if it's just like the Morgan ones, I'd take Mamba over it any day, or Mamba, as I like to say. I like my front row rides on it.
I don't love that ride as much as everybody else seems to.
You don't, and you know what? I respect your opinion because I can ride it more if more people like you don't wait in line for it.
Yeah, but last year they took off those trim brakes. It was much better, but I still didn't love it as much as everybody else.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's a good hyper. But it's not great. But it's pretty good. I had fun on it.
It might be because I don't like the Morgans as much as everybody, but I'm not really a fan of the George Goliath.
Wait, what?
Goliath and Six Flags Over Georgia.
I
don't
know what you mean.
Yeah.
That ride was fun. That ride is great.
I don't know. It just didn't hit the same as other B&M hypers for me.
Not like
with
Diamondback.
Other people say is their favorite. Our first ride on Diamondback was insane.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
I started holding on because I was getting a lot of airtime and had a bit of room in my restraint. And it was
we had insane airtime.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Everybody said that they were getting their best rides on it the Monday afterwards, and it was nowhere near.
Yeah, so, yep. The two of us were there by ourselves on Friday. This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
First night of Hollywood Nights, we decided to do Kings Island instead because we hadn't been there before, so we needed to cred run. So, as doozies do. So, yeah, we had an insane ride on Diamondback, and then Monday, driving up, we were doing a road trip out and stopped there for a few hours, and everybody else got on it and said they had their best ride ever, and it was nowhere near as good as the one we got a couple days earlier.
No.
So
I think for that matter, Mystic Timbers is overrated.
I totally agree. It's like at the bottom of my GCS.
I don't know about that. Better than a lot of them. But I'd definitely take Gold Striker over it any day.
Oh, I love Gold Striker. Yeah. I mean, the bottom of the first drop is rough, but otherwise it's just so good.
Well, that's the nice thing about the seats on those, just the GCI trains. we say older style. Those things are just like riding on a freaking couch. They're nice. Even when it's bumpy, it's not bumpy. It's just bumpy.
But yeah, on that subject, Timberliners, I think they're so comfortable. Other people don't like them, but
it hits right on the bottom of my ribs, so I don't like that.
Okay,
otherwise,
but
I think they track
fine. They have and super good cushioning, so rough rides are cushioned really well, but yeah, they're made to be put on a new ride and make it stay smooth longer, but
yeah.
It's those transitions when it's put on a not smooth ride. It does not smoothen a ride. It just keeps one that's already smooth longer. But the cushions on it do make roughness not as bad, yeah. I think
the Timberliners and the Millennium Flyers, just putting those on a coaster if it's been properly retracked really helps. Because thinking about Ghost Rider out here, like, that is still incredibly smooth, and that is a year-round operated roller coaster. And I don't know, whatever they did when GCI retracted, they did it right. So,
yeah, I hadn't been on it for several years.
It was rough.
So I did not experience the worst of the worst on it. It was rough. So I've just heard stories.
I went on it last with the PTC trains, and I can't imagine it got any better.
I mean, that's when I went on it. I mean, I never said it was a smooth ride, but it was quite enjoyable. It wasn't.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Boss.
The Boss had square wheels. I wonder how much of that was the trains, though. Because those Gerslauer trains, whatever the wooden ones are, those are hideous.
Yeah.
And the thing was trimmed to death.
Yeah, I had an absolutely horrendous ride on it. It was an absolutely one and done for me. My experience on it, I want nothing to do with it until it's retracked, reprofiled, converted, something.
Yeah,
but it was horrendous.
It was a great layout, but I think it was horribly maintained.
The layout has a lot of promise, but just how it was running, super rough, and it seemed like it was gonna valley.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I mean, that takes a lot of talent.
Yeah, it's hard to do both of those, but it somehow did it. Yeah, but. With the Timberliners, Mind Blower. It's not smooth, but the Timberliner saved it for me.
Yeah.
Same with Hades 360.
I haven't been on it.
You have not. But yeah, I know a lot of people, it's those rides are one and done, and they think that's the worst thing ever, but I can marathon those things because of the Timberliners. I know a lot of enthusiasts like to... Yeah. Shit on those trains, but...
Yeah, I think the only time I had an issue with it was on the last turn on Mind Blower. There was a pothole that was really bad in one of the trains, but not in the other, and I couldn't remember which one it was. But one of the trains, I could have rode it all day and not had a problem, but the other one was not doing it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything else? Oh, yeah, let's look at the questions.
I don't know. I don't think we have a lot of questions.
There were a couple.
Okay. Well, let's take a look.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, where are you starting?
I need to find the channel first, so... Yeah,
that is a good place
to start. You were there first.
I was.
Let's start at the very beginning. Very good place to start.
It was a long way back. I don't know if we have time.
When you read, you begin with ABC.
That's not a word I recognize.
When you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi. Okay. Anywho. Let's see. I think the... Okay. We got a couple questions, and it is us asking questions.
Yeah, two-thirds of the question are... you know, Carl, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Carl, with the bad jokes, don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, so let's see. My question, is Tom our John Galt?
If anyone's wondering, I posted a little gif of Elmo shrugging and thought that was...
You want to act that out for the camera?
I don't know if I can.
Yes.
Care to elaborate on said question?
Yes. Yeah, so that is a reference to a novel, Atlas Shrugged. So people often ask, who is John Galt in that? It was one of the characters, so, but he was a mysterious character, and you go on, and so.
Yeah.
He did stuff, and then it was, like, mysterious, and they were naming stuff after him, so everybody's like, oh, who's John Galt? And he came up with, commune's not the right word, because it was all about individualism, so it was anti-government controls. But, yeah, so.
All right, so on to the next question.
Anywho.
Yeah, so.
We like to say who's Tom, and they always said who is John Galt, so I just found a connection there.
I thought it was a funny reference.
Yeah, it's a good reference.
It's funny when you explain it. It's like jokes.
My explanation kind of killed it, but the people who knew probably laughed at the time, but.
I just shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I had one, and I thought it was great, but I don't know. So, since Disney likes to throw IPs on stuff, could we ever see Thunder Mountain rethemed after Stinky Pete, or the Matterhorn bobsleds rethemed to Cool Runnings?
So, are they replacing the Yetis with John Candy?
Yes. May you rest in peace. I think it would liven up the place. I can't imagine that most of the youth would understand.
Probably not. it would probably be pretty hilarious to have those animatronics come up.
I just want to see just John Candy.
Animatronic John Candy, like, saying one of his lines from the movie or yelling or something.
He's from just have John Candy there. I think it'd make everything better. I was trying to think of other rides to retheme also, and the only thing else that I could come up with was Space Jam Mountain. Again, why I want Disney and Six Flags to merge for some reason.
Space Jam Mountain.
Yeah, I want Space Jam Mountain to happen now.
Oh, look, last week one of the questions was brought up getting rid of all the basketball games in theme parks. Speaking of Space Jam.
The Matterhorn?
That's a little different.
Oh. You mean the ones outside of Accelerator?
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of them.
The ones that my brother worked?
Get rid of them.
Yeah.
I never do them, so I guess other people can go
play
basketball if they want. I'm terrible, and I know that I'm going to lose, so I don't waste my money.
I mean, even if I'm not terrible, I don't waste my money on that.
Fair enough.
But
I don't know.
It makes money for the parks, so somebody's paying for it, so.
I guess.
Yeah. So.
Well, do you want to come up with any fun re-themes?
Fun re-themes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see.
Or we can skip and go to the next question and come back.
Yeah, let's see.
Because the next question's topical to what we were discussing not too long ago, even.
I can't think of any fun re-themes, so yeah, let's look at the next question.
All right. From Carl with the Bad Jokes, what is the most divisive wooden coaster currently? The Boss or Mind Blower?
We did just talk about both of those.
I think, I don't know, The Boss. I'm just going to say that one without thinking about it, because Mind Blower I enjoyed.
I mean, they're both pretty contentious with lovers and haters of both. So, it is a fight for that, but I think, at least in Thuzi circles, there are more that like Mind Blower than The Boss currently. Going back several years, that's not the case, but I think currently that's the case?
Yeah,
it's my opinion, at least.
I like them both. I don't know if I have low expectations or what. I think they were both fun. They both needed a retrack, so I'm excited to go on Mind Blower when I go on it next.
Yeah, apparently the retract, at least those portions are smooth, but the transitions are horrendous.
You could go with the most divisive between like past history and now and probably pick like Timberwolf. I think that was relatively well received at some point, and now it's just like the bottom of the barrel. I think since Cyclone at Magic Mountain closed.
Timberwolf was way worse when I wrote it 10 or 15 years ago, whenever I went out to visit my brother when he worked there. But it was horrendous when we went a couple years ago. It was way better. They had done a lot of retracking.
I heard that it was the last ride you took of the day.
Yeah, it killed me. I was done. My brother had me wait.
Yet you sit recording a podcast. It's amazing what modern science can do.
Yes. I've died multiple times and have recovered the... What's the line? It's not rumor. Something of my death has been exaggerated, something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Yeah. Anywho, you got any other news? Or any other things you want to bring up?
I don't think I do. I think I spent my three different things that I wrote down to talk about. So I managed to fill a lot of time with it.
Yeah, and we enjoyed a couple different drinks together.
Yeah.
All on the cherry theme.
Everybody soon. Yeah. The next stumble and the next wobble.
Yeah, we got
in for those
new events coming up. We got Top Thrill Stumble coming up as well as the Wobble on That John and Goebbelsburg, which we already talked about.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, miss everybody out there. Looking forward to seeing y'all soon.
Yeah, I've somehow, as a thuzy for multiple years now, have never been to Cedar Point. So.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah, so. Going to be both our first times at like the thuzy mecca that everybody goes to immediately when they become one, so
yeah,
somehow we've avoided it. So
Magic Mountain in my backyard, so it was tough to travel halfway across the country when you're a broke college student.
That is a thing. But we have traveled farther than that.
Indeed we have.
But yeah, somehow missed it until this summer. So,
fingers crossed.
We'll be there in July.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's see. So if this dropping on the first of the month, you've somehow listened to this whole thing without speaking yet today, being the first of the month, it is Rabbit Rabbit Day. So, here's your reminder. Say Rabbit Rabbit.
Rabbit Rabbit.
Are you familiar with Rabbit Rabbit Day?
People have mentioned it, and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, so first of every month, before you say anything, if you say Rabbit Rabbit, the first thing you say on the first of the month, you have luck all month.
Well, then I should wait.
You should say it when you wake up in the morning. But
or if
when this drops, it's already morning, so.
Rabbit Rabbit.
If you haven't talked yet today, Rabbit Rabbit, it is the 1st of April. See you later. Bye-bye.